Well, folks, as we finish out the show, I've got one of our fabulous counselors, Roberta, is here. Hey, Roberta.
Hi, Lisa.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
We decided to let her out of her office to come and answer this question, which is from one of you, our listeners. So, Roberta, I'm going to go ahead and just read it and let you launch in with some of your great advice. This listener says, my Christian friend is in the middle of a bad divorce. Her husband, who's not a believer, left her and the kids for other women. In the meantime, she stumbled upon a Christian man whom she believes is her soulmate. The new guy thinks the same about her. But there are two problems. One, he's married, and two, her divorce is not final. They talk and text as friends, nothing suggestive, and almost never see each other in person outside the rare occasion that a large group goes to dinner. I keep praying with and for her, sharing scripture with her, and just hanging out, being her friend. I'm not sure what else to do. Until recently, she thought God hated her because of all the stuff she's gone through. Her faith seems to be getting stronger, but she questions why God would let her go through yet another tough situation, a nasty divorce, and falling in love with a married man. How can I help her?
Great question, and what an amazing opportunity it is for you to be able to speak into your friend's life. What a blessing that is. There's a few things that you can consider in discussing with her that I'd like to talk about today. The first thing is to be mindful of your friend's receptivity to what you're saying to her. That way, if she feels overwhelmed or if she really isn't receptive, just pay attention to those cues, and also for you to be careful not to get too involved for your own well-being. So it's finding that balance of giving advice, but at the same time holding back when necessary. A couple of things you can share with her in regards to this very difficult situation, and it is the first thing to share with your friend is that when we go through very difficult times, humans always ask why. It's almost our default setting. Just to try to explain that pain, that question comes up often. Sometimes we may not have the answer to the why, but what we can do is back up and figure out what we can know. And for your friend, maybe encouraging her to decide about her support system and self-care, since she is going through so many changes and some very traumatic, that self-care and support system is very important. So even if she can't answer to the why things are happening, she can definitely back up to deciding what she can do. Another thing in regards to how God plays into our lives, when it comes to relationships, we all have free will. Her husband had free will, she has free will, and we're also at the receiving end of others' free will. And it sounds like in this situation, there were some real there were choices made that really led to a lot of pain, and it sounds like maybe even a divorce. And so in that situation, when she's trying to figure out where God's at in the equation, he doesn't cause us to do something, but he will walk with us in the midst of any pain or suffering that we're going through in the relationship storm. And sometimes that's important when we're asking why. Why did God let my husband do this or my, you know, daughter do that? He doesn't do that. But he does walk with us through the circumstances that are painful. Another very important thing is to caution your friend not to make major life decisions in the midst of her pain and suffering. Oftentimes, due to that, we will reach out in so many ways to try to quell that pain, which makes sense. But if we do that in certain ways that end up being unhealthy for us, it can cause more pain. And to highlight possibly to your friend that even though you understand she's in a lot of pain and suffering, this new relationship that she's turning to, it may feel good. It may feel like she's connecting to someone. But once again, she's making decisions that could be unwise in the midst of her pain. Both parties are still married, and even walking that friendship line is bordering on crossing boundaries. So if you can gently say to her that you validate her pain and hurt, but then caution her to be careful of her decision-making, including this particular decision, and if she's struggling with dealing with those emotions, and instead of reacting and jumping into a different situation, encourage your friend to get counseling. That's the best thing she can do. She can process through all that pain and hurt and begin to make decisions that are wise and healthy for her moving forward. And remember, God's in the midst of the storms that we walk through.
Great. Thank you so much, Roberta, for weighing in on that. Okay, folks, well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we do want to hear from you. Please write to us with your questions at editor@boundless.org. We would love to get your questions answered. You can also search on the site if you think a question of yours may have been answered in the past, or there might be some great advice there that you hadn't even thought of. While you're writing to us, also make sure that you send in your story of how The Boundless Show has impacted you in the last 9 years for our 500th episode coming up now in August, just a couple months away. So we would love to hear that as well, and it might be used on the show. So that is it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.